Blog Talk Radio.
We are struggling now for genuine equality. But easier to integrate a lunch counter than it is to guarantee a livable income and a good.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, and it's time to lend a hand to my the greatest gift of all.
We can go on.
What a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the skies, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, say, how do you do? Hear babies crying, I watch them grow, they'll learn much more than I'll ever know, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Armstrong from New Orleans. We're going to hit Aretha Franklin.
Jackson, and he got the whole world in his hand. Don't forget, if you got any kind of seat, go to my website, Peaches. That's spelled SeedAbrahamWebsite.com. Me, I'm praying for you. Peaches, I'm praying for you tonight. Every door closed, we open up. I want you to get ready for God to bless you in a special way. And Mary, if you're on, press 1. If you're in the queue. We're talking about divine healing tonight. Yeah, I see that you're on.
We must be racist.
And we're going to have Mary to read the 23rd number of Psalms. This is divine healing tonight. And when I say divine healing, this is divine healing means by God, not no medicine. If you can meditate on God, he can heal you. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. Some of your mind, you messed up. Some of you crossed up and messed up. Tomorrow, I will be at the Hilton in our morning service. Those that want to come, you can be there. We'll be there from 11 to 12 at the Hilton Motel. That's 95th and Cicero. I'll be there every Sunday doing our service at the Hilton. But you can call me at 708-582-0372. And next month, I will be in Detroit. And Mary Hawkins, I'm looking for you to be in Detroit, taking names. And Dr. Krishna, I'm looking for you. And Chelsea Parker, all the way in Africa, will be in Detroit, back from Africa. I talked to her today. So I want to tell you, if you got a need, you plan to see. If you want something to happen quick, bad, I want you to write me at Post Office Box 28-907-9097, Chicago, Illinois, 6628. Post Office Box 28-9097, Chicago, Illinois, 6628. And if you got a request, you can write it to me. Now, if you got a need to plant a seed, Jerry, go to theseedofabrahamyoursite.com. Go to my website. Go down, you see my picture, and then you'll see where you can hit PayPal. Calvin, I want you to send a donation. And Mary, I want you to send a special donation because you got a special blessing that I know that came to you. And I want you to, and I want to tell Pearl, if you own Pearl, press 1. I don't know if you've been hanging out. I don't know if you got your new shoes or not. The Spirit told me that you need 2 pair. Amen. That's right. You said you ain't going nowhere. You're going to be going somewhere. And I want to say to you, those that came prior to for healing, those that came today for healing, this is theseedofabrahamyoursite.com Divine Healing Night. And I'm going to speak healing to you. First, I want to heal your mind. And so much going on in the world, so, you know, Russia doing what they're doing, people tuning in. But I want to say, I met today with some of the young men, and they said that what they were going to do, stop the crime. And they were the Chicago Rangers. And they said, Bishop, we don't need no press. Let them know we'll be there. And they said, we're going to stop crying by any means necessary. I met with some of them. I'm trying to get one of the guys to come on my radio show and tell me what is their method of doing it. He told me, I said, where your headquarters? He said, our headquarters in every penitentiary in America. That's where our headquarters at. So the brothers in Stateville, the brothers in all the penitentiaries, they know where we're coming from. So we are Chicago Rangers. If we're in New York, we're the New York Rangers. If we're in Detroit, we're the Detroit Rangers. We are the Rangers, and we're going to take care of people's business. We're Mississippi, Rangers. So I understood that, so I'm excited that they said we don't want no press because we don't want to get on TV. We just want to take care of the business. And I want to respect the Rangers, but I'm trying to get one of them. They said we ain't got no leave, so we got just concerned citizen. I'm trying to get one of the concerned citizens to come on for this part of divine healing.
He's got the whole world.
tragedy of racism because its ultimate logic is genocide. One says that I am not good enough to live next door to him. One says that I am not good enough to eat at a lunch counter, or to have a good, decent job, or to go to school with him, merely because of my race. He is saying consciously or unconsciously that I do not deserve to exist. To use the philosophical analogy here, racism is not based on some empirical generalization. It is based rather on an ontological affirmation. It is not the assertion that certain people are behind culturally or otherwise because of environmental conditions. It is the affirmation that the very being of a people is inferior.
God bless you tonight. This is Divine Healing Night. That was Dr. Martin Luther King. We're talking about racism and white supremacists. And the only way to heal racism and white supremacy is prayer. Mary Hawkins is going to read the 23rd number of Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. As she reads that, I want you to get ready. Mary, God bless you this morning, this evening. How you doing?
I'm okay.
I'm glad to hear you. Did you make that run that you're supposed to go?
No.
You didn't. Well, you make it in the morning. In the morning, you make that run. I want you to make that run about 12 o'clock. Do you think you can do that?
I might.
I want you to go right after we do our service.
Okay.
And that will be a blessing stored up for you. Now, you got to obey the prophet. The spirit can go Sunday by any means necessary.
Okay.
If you go Sunday, you will have a blessing for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Will you read the 23rd number Psalm for us?
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoints my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
God bless you tonight. I want to say to you tonight, those that are listening, if you got someone that you need to pray for, and somebody needs healing, divine healing means directly from God. And I want to let you know tonight, I just feel tonight God will heal your body. If you got a need, you plant a seed. What you mean, Bishop? If you got a need, you plant a seed. If somebody in your family, you plant a seed for them. See, God moves on people that make a step. You see, when the widow woman didn't have nothing, but she seeded what she had, Abraham seeded what he had. When they were at work with a king, and then he said, well, you're going to buy the statue. Meshach and Abednego, okay, they didn't bow. They seeded their prayer. Tonight, I want to pray specially for somebody who needs a healing. Dr. Clark talked about a healing last night, and I was talking to Brother Hope down in Natchez, Mississippi, and I was telling him that last night we had all the book of Proverbs came on, and we did the whole book of Proverbs. Tonight I want to do the book of Revelation. But before I do the book of Revelation, I want you to get ready and for prayer. And Pearl 51 number Psalm, Mary 59 number Psalm, and Psalm 67 and 29 number Psalm. Now, this is for the night, because Sunday I'm going to have a different Psalm. I'm going to have a different word for you tonight.
Okay, tonight, what Psalm you told me to
read? Psalm 67. Psalm
67.
51. 67, 51, and since you own Psalms 98.
Okay.
And Psalms 123. And I want you to write that down and read tonight. And I want you to the request that you want God to do for you in a financial way. Okay. By the way, think I'll give a little prophecy out tonight. I'm gonna prophesy out tonight. Because prophecy and healing go together. Okay. My prophecy for 1921, I want you to read Psalm 84, God said that as I look at you, that every door closed will be opened up for you. 81:38, that's in Detroit. There's a great financial blessing for you. I want you to receive it. And the Spirit says Sunday you will receive it. Okay. Your financial blessing. I was looking at let me read this. It said, Dr. Martin Luther King, trillion flow, financial blessing, money miracle, Exodus 14:14. And I will pass some of these out. And it's a blessing all this month. This month is Earth Month. But also, this is a month for you to plant. Put stuff in the ground, peas, greens, whatever. That's the physical. Now, if you got a need, you said, Bishop, I'm going to plant $1,000 to the minute. I'm going to plant $500 to the minute. I'm going to plant. See, it's like this hymn. Shake down, press together, run over, God, get it to the building. When you begin to see for your miracle come right away through people. People bring the miracle. Well, how can I get healed? First, you got to obey God. Shake down, press together, run over, give it to your bosom. But that's number one. Number two, you got to give, and you got to feed. Ain't nobody never got nothing without giving something. If I go into God and I got to put peas, I'm going to get peas. If I put corn down, I'm going to get corn. Now, when you see, God going to give you what you see for, okay? If you see $100, you see $1,000, I want seven people, and I'm going to pray about this. I want seven people to see $1,000. The Spirit told me seven. Let me pray about it. Father God, you told me seven people can give $1,000 to the ministry. Father God, we ask you to touch, heal, and deliver. Let them do it. As they give, the house that you need, debt-free, the job that you need, the relocation, I just feel a kind of way that God, I just got a message. If you seed tonight, if you make your covenant seed, somebody in your family is crossed up and messed up, I want you to seed for that person, that man, that woman, that girl, that boy. I'm seeding for that depressed one. I'm seeding my ancestor, I say. As you deceive, God going to give you what you want. But you have to make a necessary effort for God to give you what you want. And when God gives you what you want, he's going to give it to you just like you asked him for it. And he's going to give it to you. Revelation is prophecy. Revelation is the book that God talking in Revelation to me and you. And some of you tonight need a breakthrough. You need a healing. I'm going to invoke the spirit of Raphael, the healing angel, I shall say. Exodus 14:14 for your healing tonight. But I want you to see it. I want you. Somebody said, well, I can't see $1,000. You can begin to see every month or every week till you get your $1,000 in to bless this ministry. Where we can bless somebody else. I'll be in Detroit in May. And the second part of May, I'll be down in New Orleans. And I'm going to stop in Yazoo City, Mississippi. And I'll be down there to see Annette, your family down on Monkeyburg Lane, Redbird Lane. Then I'll be in Lexington and Durant. And I'm going to stop in Pickett, Mississippi. And as I move down, I will stop in Jackson, Mississippi, on over to Monroe, Sweetport, and down to Winsboro, and down to New Orleans to Mother Francis. I want to be on the move, and let me tell you something. Wear your mask. I don't care what nobody says. The Spirit said, wear your mask in when you're going out in the public. Wear your mask. I don't care what nobody else. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What's good for the gander might not be good for the goose. When God tells you, take your mask off, you do it. But right now, it's too much of politics. And so wear your mask and be blessed. The night is a healing night. Father God, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, I ask. The divine healing for somebody. Somebody having a problem with the eyes. I'm getting revelation like somebody having a problem with their left shoulder, their back. Somebody been having a problem with their knees and their ankles. The Spirit telling me, you, as I speak these conditions, you being healed from it. Somebody been having itching in their breast. Somebody got something with their teeth. Somebody having something with headache, and somebody need a financial blessing. I pray tonight for your divine healing. And when I say divine, directly from God, not from Bishop, from God. God said you're going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. I want to invoke the angel Michael, Raphael, but all the archangels to come to heal your body, man. Come to heal your body, woman. I'm praying for you, Mary Scott. I haven't heard from you. Tanya Scott, I haven't heard from you. Dr. Gibson, I haven't heard from you. I want you to see. I want you to, whatever you want. Somebody said, I want a new car. See for it. Somebody said, I want a new house. See for it. I want to tell you tonight, Lord, hallelujah, God said it's going to be all right. Somebody in their shoulder blade, they can't sleep at night, they toss and turn. But I decree tonight your healing. I decree tonight your breakthrough. I decree tonight the word of God coming to you to open up a door for you. And whatever you need, God got what you need. And God going to give you quick, fast, and in a hurry what you want. Turn your Bible to the book of Revelation. And when you start to read Revelation in your Bible, write down and take notes. Lisa, I'm praying for you. Joe, I'm praying for you. Every letter, every telephone call. And I want you. You say, well, Bishop, I ain't got. See, when you got seed, you got to put them out. If you hold them in the hand or put them in the drawer, they ain't going to do nothing. If you got a need this evening, seed for your miracle, seed for your breakthrough, God said he's going to make you a supply house. The widow woman was made a supply house. People from all over come to get some meal and some oil because she obeyed the prophet. She gave the prophet the last whole cake. So me and my son are going to eat this and die. He said, now give it to me. By her obeying the prophet. When you obey, God give you what you want. Young lady, you can get the new car. Now I want to tell you, you've been suffering with your back and your stomach. I rebuke that right now in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for you. The name Carolyn come up. I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, Roxy, I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, Essie, I got you in my vibration. I'm praying for you. I want to go to New York, and I want to pray for you, Ralph, in New York. And I want to pray for Dina right there in New York. I want to go to California, and I want to pray for Andy and Ann. I'm praying for you tonight. I want to go down to Mississippi, Jackson, and I want to pray for Sister Sadie all as well. As I go in the spirit world, somebody in Chicago been having problems with their breathing. Yeah, I want to go down to Mississippi. Young lady, they said she got breast cancer. But I pray for your healing right now in Yazoo City. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Get ready for God to do something special. Get ready for God to open a door for you. Get ready to claim what God got for you. And when God got something for you, you got to get ready and let God do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Sometimes you wait too late. But I want to tell you, the gospel being preached. God tonight, Minnie, I'm praying for you. Joanne, I'm praying for you. Liza, I'm praying for you. Tell you Kenneth, I'm praying for you. Wayne, I'm praying for you. Give God the praise tonight. I'm praying for you. Every pastor, every evangelist, I'm praying tonight. Barbara, I'm praying for you. Bernice, I'm praying for you tonight. God bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, heal. Divine healing from God. Jesus. Jesus. Francis, I'm praying for you. Anna, I'm praying for you. Dr. Christian, I'm praying for you tonight. Every letter, every telephone call, Pearl William, call me. I'm praying for you. There's something that we got to do in the spirit. I want you to let God be in your life. The healing is around the corner. You can't give God enough praises. You can't give God enough joy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm praying for you, Dale Stan. Love you, praying for you. Soul Stan family, I'm praying. The Cook family, I'm praying for. I'm praying for the Parker family. I'm praying for Sister Kelsey over in Africa. I'm praying for Freddie right there in Egypt. I just want you to know tonight, God, glory, hallelujah, divine healing. Yes, divine healing tonight. Lift them hands up. I'm moving breast cancer right now. Tumors, cataracts, high blood, low blood, tiredness. I'm talking about no medicine. I'm talking about directly power of God healing you. I'm talking about God doing it right now. God touching you right now. You know, when everywhere, I want you to let God. God's gonna do it for you tonight. I just feel some kind of way tonight. Psalm 71, Psalm 35, Psalm 37. I know tonight is your night for breakthrough. Tonight is your night for deliverance. Tonight is your night to claim victory. Somebody ought to say, victory, Bishop. Tomorrow, 11, I will be at the Hilton in prayer. And I want you to get ready. And let God do something for you. Tell the Lord thank you. You know, who really sang that is the Mississippi Mass Choir. But you can't be God-given. See, you can't be God-given. And I want to say that to you. More that you give, he's going to give back to you. Whatever you need, God got tonight. This is divine healing night. I'm speaking to somebody. You, the money tied up is going to be loosened. All that owed to you, God's going to give it. Your business is going to grow. I want to say this. You can't beat God giving no matter how you try. I'm going to pray right now. Father God, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. Father God, we have so many need so much. Father God, those that have been bombed and shot because of evil men. But right here in America, the killing. Father God, we ask you to touch right now. Move that deaf spirit Abaddon. Give us our daily bread. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I can hear my voice saying, no matter how you try, just keep on giving. Be God-given. Somebody ought to say glory. He's going to give you a new heart, new liver, new lungs. Where it's coming from, Bishop? From the holy realm. From the heavenly realm. Whatever you need, God got. You can't beat him giving. People, more that you give, he's going to give back to you. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. I can feel the anointing. That financial blessing coming. I'm praying for you, Mother Mary. I'm praying for you, Sister Kim. I'm praying for you, Mother Stella. Ella, I'm praying for you. Just keep on giving. Rose, tonight, all is well. Maurice, I'm praying for you. Brother Michael, I'm praying for you. Joe, I'm praying for you tonight. I want to tell you, Barbara lost your daughter. There's no child on earth that ever get out of here. I'm praying for you, Sister Barbara. Brother Eunice White, Brother White, I'm praying for you tonight. Been in a little sick situation. But as I pray tonight, God told me to tell you it's going to be all right. Keep giving your prayers. Keep seeding to the ministry. You have not because you have not. Begin to ask God tonight what you want. More you give, he's going to give back to you. Well, how? In health. I'm moving cataracts tonight by the word. I'm moving earaches by the word. I want to thank you, Tina. I want to thank you, Gloria. Angel, I want to thank you. God is able to do anything but fail. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I want to claim the healing tonight. That condition, the blood disease, the one that in COVID. I do invoke the angel Raphael, the angel Gabriel. Exodus 23:20, I will send an angel. Listen to him. Obey him. He will run your enemies and your sickness away from you. I'm talking to somebody tonight that lost their way. They on dope. They on drugs. Got nowhere to stay. You don't know how you got there. Don't worry how you got there. I want you to get out of there. Tonight is your night. For God to carry you to the next level, woman. For God to carry you to the next level, man. Get ready. Turn your Bible to Revelation, the first chapter.
Revelation 1. This is what God showed to Jesus Christ so that he could tell his servants what must happen soon. Christ then sent his angel with the message to his servant John. And John told everything that he had seen about God's message and about what Jesus Christ had said and done. God will bless everyone who reads this prophecy to others, and he will bless everyone who hears and obeys it. The time is almost here. From John to the seven churches in Asia, I pray that you will be blessed with kindness and peace from God, who is and was and is coming. May you receive kindness and peace from the seven spirits before the throne of God. May kindness and peace be yours from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness. Jesus was the first to conquer death, and he is the ruler of all earthly kings. Christ loves us. And by his blood, he set us free from our sins. He lets us rule as kings and serve God his Father as priests. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Everyone will see him, even the ones who stuck a sword through him. All people on earth will weep because of him. Yes, it will happen. Amen. The Lord God says,
I am Alpha and Omega, the one who is and was and is coming. I am God, all-powerful.
I am John, a follower together with all of you. We all suffer because Jesus is our King, but he gives us the strength to endure. I was sent to Patmos Island because I had preached God's message and had told about Jesus. On the Lord's Day, the Spirit took control of me, and behind me I heard a loud voice that sounded like a trumpet. The voice said,
write in a book what you see, then send it to the seven churches in Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea.
When I turned to see who was speaking to me, I saw seven gold lampstands. There with the lampstands was someone who seemed to be the Son of Man. He was wearing a robe that reached down to his feet, and a gold cloth was wrapped around his chest.
His head and his hair were white as wool or snow, and his eyes looked like flames of fire. His feet were glowing like bronze being heated in a furnace, and his voice sounded like the roar of a waterfall. He held 7 stars in his right hand, and a sharp, double-edged sword was coming from his mouth. His face was shining as bright as the sun at noon. When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead person. But he put his right hand on me and said,
"Don't be afraid. I am the first, the last, and the living one. I died, but now I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys to death and the world of the dead. Write what you have seen, and what is, and what will happen after these things. I will explain the mystery of the 7 stars that you saw at my right side, and the 7 gold lampstands. The 7 stars are the angels of the 7 churches, and the lampstands are the 7 churches."
Revelation 2.
This is what you must write to the angel of the church in Ephesus. I am the one who holds the 7 stars in my right hand, as I walk among the 7 gold lampstands. Listen to what I say. I know everything you have done, including your hard work and how you have endured. I know you won't put up with anyone who is evil. When some people pretended to be apostles, you tested them and found out that they were liars. You have endured and gone through hard times because of me, and you have not given up. But I do have something against you, and it is this. You don't have as much love as you used to. Think about where you have fallen from, and then turn back and do as you did at first. If you don't turn back, I will come and take away your lampstand. But there is one thing you are doing right. You hate what the Nicolaitans are doing, and so do I.
If you have ears, listen to what the Spirit says to the churches.
I will let everyone who wins the victory eat from the life-giving tree in God's wonderful garden. This is what you must write to the angel of the church in Smyrna. I am the first and the last. I died, but now I am alive. Listen to what I say. I know how much you suffer and how poor you are, but you are rich. I also know the cruel things being said about you by people who claim to be Jews, but they are not really Jews. They are a group that belongs to Satan. Don't worry about what you will suffer. The devil will throw some of you into jail, and you will be tested and made to suffer for 10 days. But if you are faithful until you die, I will reward you with a glorious life.
If you have ears, listen to what the Spirit says to the churches.
Whoever wins the victory will not be hurt by the second death. This is what you must write to the angel of the church in Pergamum. I am the one who has the sharp double-edged sword. Listen to what I say. I know that you live where Satan has his throne, but you have kept true to my name. Right there where Satan lives, my faithful witness, Antipas, was taken from you and put to death. Even then, you did not give up your faith in me. I do have a few things against you. Some of you are following the teaching of Balaam. Long ago, he told Balak to teach the people of Israel to eat food that had been offered to idols and to be immoral. Now, some of you are following the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Turn back. If you don't, I will come quickly and fight against these people, and my words will cut like a sword.
If you have ears, listen to what the Spirit says to the churches.
To everyone who wins the victory, I will give some of the hidden food. I will also give each one a white stone with a new name written on it. No one will know that name except the one who is given the stone. This is what you must write to the angel of the church in Thyatira. I am the Son of God. My eyes are like flames of fire and my feet are like bronze. Listen to what I say. I know everything about you, including your love, your faith, your service, and how you have endured. I know that you are doing more now than you have ever done before. But I still have something against you because of that woman Jezebel. She calls herself a prophet, and you let her teach and mislead my servants to do immoral things and to eat food offered to idols. I gave her a chance to turn from her sins, but she did not want to stop doing these immoral things. I am going to strike down Jezebel. Everyone who does these immoral things with her will also be punished if they don't stop. I will even kill her followers. Then all the churches will see that I know everyone's thoughts and feelings. I will treat each of you as you deserve. Some of you in Thyatira don't follow Jezebel's teaching. You don't know anything about what her followers call the deep secrets of Satan. So I won't burden you down with any other commands. But until I come, you must hold firmly to the teaching you have. I will give power over the nations to everyone who wins the victory and keeps on obeying me until the end. I will give each of them the same power that my Father has given me. They will rule the nations with an iron rod and smash those nations to pieces like clay pots. I will also give them the morning star.
If you have ears, listen to what the Spirit says to the churches.
Revelation 3.
This is what you must write to the angel of the church in Sardis. I have the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. Listen to what I say. I know what you are doing. Everyone may think you are alive, but you are dead. Wake up! You have only a little strength left, and it is almost gone. So try to become stronger. I have found that you are not completely obeying God. Remember the teaching that you were given and that you heard. Hold firmly to it and turn from your sins. If you don't wake up, I will come when you least expect it, just as a thief does. A few of you in Sardis have not dirtied your clothes with sin. You will walk with me in white clothes because you are worthy. Everyone who wins the victory will wear white clothes. Their names will not be erased from the book of life. And I will tell my Father and his angels that they are my followers.
If you have ears, listen to what the Spirit says to the churches.
This is what you must write to the angel of the church in Philadelphia. I am the one who is holy and true. And I have the keys that belonged to David. When I open the door, no one can close it. And when I close the door, no one can open it. Listen to what I say. I know everything you have done, and I have placed before you an open door that no one can close. You are not very strong, but you obeyed my message and did not deny that you are my followers. Now you will see what I will do with those people who belong to Satan's group. They claim to be Jews, but they are liars. I will make them come and kneel down at your feet. Then they will know that I love you. You obeyed my message and endured, so I will protect you from the time of testing that everyone in all the world must go through. I am coming soon. So hold firmly to what you have, and no one will take away the crown that you will be given as your reward. Everyone who wins the victory will be made into a pillar in the temple of my God, and they will stay there forever. I will write on each of them the name of my God and the name of his city. It is the new Jerusalem that my God will send down from heaven. I will also write on them my own new name.
If you have ears, listen to what the Spirit says to the churches.
This is what you must write to the angel of the church in Laodicea. I am the one called Amen. I am the faithful and true witness and the source of God's creation. Listen to what I say. I know everything you have done, and you are not cold or hot.
I wish you were either one or the other, but since you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spit you out of my mouth. You claim to be rich and successful and to have everything you need, but you don't know how bad off you are. You are pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. Buy your gold from me. It has been refined in a fire, and it will make you rich. Buy white clothes from me. Wear them, and you can cover up your shameful nakedness. Buy medicine for your eyes, so that you will be able to see. I correct and punish everyone I love. So make up your minds to turn away from your sins. Listen, I am standing and knocking at your door. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will eat together. Everyone who wins the victory will sit with me on my throne, just as I won the victory and sat with my Father on his throne.
If you have ears, listen to what the Spirit says to the churches.
Revelation 4. After this, I looked and saw a door that opened into heaven. Then the voice that had spoken to me at first and that sounded like a trumpet said,
"Come up here. I will show you what must happen next."
Right then the Spirit took control of me, and there in heaven I saw a throne and someone sitting on it. The one who was sitting there sparkled like precious stones of jasper and carnelian. A rainbow that looked like an emerald surrounded the throne. 24 other thrones were in a circle around that throne, and on each of these thrones there was an elder dressed in white clothes and wearing a gold crown. Flashes of lightning and roars of thunder came out from the throne in the center of the circle. Seven torches, which are the seven spirits of God, were burning in front of the throne. Also in front of the throne was something that looked like a glass sea, clear as crystal. Around the throne in the center were four living creatures covered front and back with eyes. The first creature was like a lion. The second was like a bull. The third one had the face of a human, and the fourth was like a flying eagle. Each of the four living creatures had six wings, and their bodies were covered with eyes. Day and night, they never stopped singing. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord, the all-powerful God, who was and is coming. The living creatures kept praising, honoring, and thanking the one who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever. At the same time, the 24 elders kneeled down before the one sitting on the throne. And as they worshiped the one who lives forever, they placed their crowns in front of the throne and said,
"Our Lord and God, you are worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. You created all things, and by your decision, they are and were created."
Revelation 5. In the right hand of the one sitting on the throne, I saw a scroll that had writing on the inside and on the outside, and it was sealed in seven places. I saw a mighty angel ask with a loud voice,
"Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?"
No one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or see inside it. I cried hard because no one was found worthy to open the book or see inside it. Then one of the elders said to me,
"Stop crying and look. The one who is called both the Lion from the tribe of Judah and King David's great descendant has won the victory. He will open the book and its seven seals."
Then I looked and saw the Lamb standing in the center of the throne that was surrounded by the four living creatures and the elders. The lamb looked as if it had once been killed. It had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent out to all the earth. The lamb went over and took the scroll from the right hand of the one who sat on the throne. After he had taken it, the four living creatures of the 24 elders kneeled down before him. Each of them had a harp and a gold bowl full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. Then they sang a new song.
You are worthy to receive the scroll and open its seals, because you were killed and with your own blood you bought for God people from every tribe, language, nation, and race. You let them become kings and serve God as priests, and they will rule on earth.
As I look, I heard the voices of a lot of angels around the throne and the voices of the living creatures and of the elders. There were millions and millions of them, and they were saying in a loud voice,
the lamb who was killed is worthy to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and praise.
Then I heard all beings in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and in the sea offer praise. Together, all of them were saying,
honor, glory, and strength forever and ever to the one who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
The four living creatures said,
amen,
while the elders kneeled down and worshipped. Revelation 6. Same time that I saw the Lamb open the first of the seven seals, I heard one of the four living creatures shout with a voice like thunder. It said, then I saw a white horse. Its rider carried a bow and was given a crown. He had already won some victories, and he went out to win more. When the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, then another horse came out. It was fiery red, and its rider was given the power to take away all peace from the earth, so that people would slaughter one another. He was a sword. When the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say,
come out!
Then I saw a black horse, and its rider had a balance scale in one hand. I heard what sounded like a voice from somewhere among the four living creatures. It said,
a quart of wheat will cost you a whole day's wages. Three quarts of barley will cost you a day's wages too. But don't ruin the olive oil or the wine.
When the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, then I saw a pale green horse. Its rider was named Death, and Death's kingdom followed behind. They were given power over one-fourth of the earth, and they could kill its people with swords, famines, diseases, and wild animals. When the Lamb opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of everyone who had been killed for speaking God's message and telling about their faith. They shouted,
Master, you are